Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy. CJ's walked into the studio today as
what?
Well. For our day. It's a long time no chat there,
what's
buddy.
What's going on, man?
You just missed Santa, CJ.
It's just warm enough for CJ now. I was saying, in Hour 1, I was talking about how the water in Florida has warmed up for us warm water wusses. And lo and behold, even CJ shows up today. Go figure.
It's got to be warm.
So now it's
nothing to do with it.
We got to go diving. We got to do some diving, boys.
Diving. Oh, that's right. When you put the tank on.
Yeah.
Jump in the water. Huh? I remember that.
Yeah. There's a lot of events
going
on.
It's been too long, man. I'm like.
Well, we have an event scheduled already. We've already got our lobster season squared away. July and last week of July thereabouts for Bug Fest.
In July?
Yeah, that's in July.
But peas grow there.
What the hell's wrong with you two? Anyway, we have that, but
pass,
we're going to dive
pass.
Before
next
then.
Next clue. Pass.
Next clue. Okay. Tech Dive USA is happening. Actually, it starts the day after my birthday, May 17th, down in Miami. And Roz, our correspondent from across the pond, is on Scuba Radio right now. But this time, she's on this side of the pond, I believe, already preparing for this event. Am I right, Roz, or am I off? Am I off base? You tell me. What's going on?
The view from my office window today is actually my office. I'm in England for once.
Oh, you are back in England. I thought you were already
over. You are aware that Tech Dive USA, yeah. TechDiveUSA.com, is May 17th and 18th, right?
That's what I just said.
Okay. Do you know what month we're in now? I'm just asking. I'm just throwing out there possible information.
But it's a big event, and
you
she had to.
You, in your mind, Roz, a seasoned professional, needs 3 weeks to prepare for a two-day event.
Well, I actually...
3 weeks on site.
I saw something on Facebook, and it made it sound like she was already there.
It is a different time zone.
Booking rooms and stuff.
I was there because I was talking with them about banqueting and all terribly exciting stuff like food and AV and where the exhibitors are going and that kind of thing. So.
I got it. But you were working remotely from across the pond.
Today I am, yes.
Yes, today. So, well, she's all over the place. She was up in New Jersey a couple weeks ago, and we kept crossing paths, but I she was so busy I never got time to talk to her.
It was good to see you there. That was quite a magnificent cake that you had.
Yeah, that was a cake. Yeah, that cake actually was that was for Tiffany's birthday, Mermaid Tiffany. She was there. It wasn't my cake. I was just eating her cake.
As you do.
Yes. Anyway, you know, Tech Dive USA is an impressive event. Coming up here May 17th, and for those folks who don't know what it is, please explain, Roz. Help me out.
Yes, certainly. It's a two-day advanced and technical diving conference, but the biggie is you don't need to be a techie to come to this. You can be a very normal recreational diver, somebody just getting into diving. You can be a rescue diver. You can be an instructor, dive master trainee. You can be a public safety diver, work in the media or science. And we've got 40 different talks happening, and they're covering everything from rescue to cave diving to diving in blue holes to wreck diving. We've got someone talking about diving Britannic, which is the sister ship to Titanic, and she was bigger than Titanic, and she sank faster. She sank in, I think, about 15 minutes or so out in Greece. So we've got stories about that.
Wait a second. There was an iceberg in Greece?
No, there was a a mine, a German mine, and they hit a German minefield.
What does that have to do with icebergs? I'm confused.
Because it was a
Titanic hit an iceberg, and Britannic hit a.
Oh, well, yeah, I've heard of this. I've heard of that one.
You may have heard of Titanic.
Sunk.
Yeah. So, but all of that stuff you can learn about it. There's seminars. It's a very informative event. I mean, we had this in Orlando 2 years ago, not last year, but the year before, right?
Not quite. 2 years ago, we had something called Rebreather Forum 3, and this was a big safety symposium about rebreathers, and it was getting experts in from all over the world.
This is a totally different animal.
Consensus points.
Okay.
This one, Tech Dive USA, is a big diving conference, and we've got speakers coming in from all over. We've got 40 different talks. We've got a fantastic exhibition. We've got some amazing equipment for people to come and try and, you know, hands-on and talk to the exhibitors about. We've got a big party Friday night. We've got a nice barbecue on Friday night, and we've got some surprises there. And then on the Saturday night, we celebrate success, and we've got a gala awards dinner. So we all dress up, and we have an amazing night there, too.
Nice. And it's open to the public as far as if you want to just go, you can go to the exhibits, or is it like a ticket where you have to get admission for the whole weekend or what, Roz? How's it work exactly?
You can buy a pass, and a day pass is $79.95, or you can buy a weekend pass, and that's $129.95, and you just get it off a website, which is techdiveusa.com.
Got it.
And if you go there, the thing is that we've got some goodies to give away. We've got an amazing, beautiful dry bag that Fourth Elements has designed specifically for us. It's absolutely gorgeous, and that's worth $75. So everybody, the first 500 divers coming in through the door gets one of those. Paddy has been incredibly generous. They've also put a rebreather checklist into the delegate bags. I believe we've got can cozies going in. We've got some other bits and pieces going into the bag. So you end up with basically your ticket price backing goodies straight away.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, $79, you might go, ooh, that's kind of pricey. But yeah, they give you a lot of nice little Chotsky stuff to take home to make it well worth your while. Not to mention the fact that the information you get at a show like this is really state-of-the-art, cutting-edge, and very, very informative. And these people are experts in their field from around the world. And it's an impressive display of talent. I mean, a lot of the people that were at that rebreather forum are going to be at Tech Dive USA, correct? Yeah?
That's absolutely correct. Yeah, we've got Simon Mitchell coming across from New Zealand. He's an amazing diving doctor speaker. So he's coming in and he's talking us about in-water recompression. And he's talking about the latest guidelines on recovering an unconscious diver from depth. We've got Jill Hynes talking about what it's like to dive inside an iceberg in the Antarctic. We've got Phil Short talking about diving a Greek wreck, which is over 2,000 years old. I think it was 2000 BC. Could be wrong on my dates. We've got, you're going to love this. We've got Richard Lundgren coming across from Sweden, and he's talking about Mars, and this is a beautiful 16th century Swedish warship that took him 20 years to find. And, oh, man, you want to see the footage. It's a beautiful wreck and big cannons, and you can see how she died. You can see the evidence of the fierce naval battle that she went down in, because the wood's charred and there's balls embedded into the wood where it had this fight. It's really quite spectacular. You're coming to this, aren't you, Greg?
Well, you know, I'm trying. I got some things going on here at our base of operations in Orlando that I'm trying to work out, and hopefully I can swing down there for Saturday or Sunday. But I don't know for sure at this point, but I'm hoping to, Raj. You know I want to be there, and if we're not there, we're going to have you do a woman on the street report for us, okay?
Yeah, certainly. I'm more than happy to ring you there from Saturday afternoon, because I know we're going to be busy and we're buzzing. We've got delegates. Do you know what? We've got delegates that have flown in from Italy and Israel and Egypt and Poland, New Zealand, Australia, Brazil and Canada. They're coming in for this. So it's really amazing.
Yeah, well, I know the folks from, like you said, mentioned Patty. I know those people from Divers Alert Network are putting on some seminars or participating as well. So, really, in the tech diving community, all those names you listed off for the speakers and stuff, these people are world-renowned. You know, if you're not really in that group or follow that realm of diving, you may not recognize the names, but trust me, even if you're not familiar with their names, you go there and you listen to these people speak, it is a real eye-opener and very, very entertaining. And I do hope to come out there. It's a, you know, the 17th is the day after my birthday as well. So I could look at this as like, hey, this is just Greg's birthday party weekend, and you guys are just throwing a big shindig for me. No?
That would be perfect. That would be absolutely perfect, because on a Friday night we've got a big party anyway. So why not come along? And I'm sure I could find you a take from somewhere. But yes, you're right. Dan is supporting this. We've got Dr. Neil Pollock coming in. He's research director at Dan. And he's going to be talking about thermal stress. And he's got some interesting stuff to tell us about. You know that some divers are diving with heated vests?
Yeah, anyway, Tech Dive USA. TechDiveUSA.com. Check it out and book it. And be there.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles in just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwaterk.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
When the water takes me home. When the water takes me home.
Hey, this is Tim from the Turk and Caicos Explorer 2.
You're plenty of the most girls I've shagged.
Until you have a chance to come and dive with me in the Turk and Caicos.
Mental, that one. I'm telling you.
Keep listening to Scuba Radio, world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Finally, something for the radio audience.
I fancy it.
Yes. Well, we do too. But we do it. So we're a little biased in that regard. October 4th is the date of the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. Now, it's not in the Turks and Caicos. It's in Sabah once again. But you can join us by going to ExplorerVentures.com or giving them a call and telling them you want to be on board October 4th in Sabah. The number 1-800-322-3577. That's the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. Myself, Mermaid Tiffany, will be on board the Scuba Cowboy. Who knows? Maybe even Bubble Boy, Bill the producer, and CJ the dive
student. Oh, definitely Bill.
Will there be cake?
There could be.
All right, just ask.
There could be. There usually is. It's all you can eat. Anyway.
There was cake on a dive I went with Greg to Turks and Caicos, ironically.
Pancakes.
It was his birthday.
The pancakes count?
Yeah, they count.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Not wrong with pancakes.
Okay. All right.
Smoking we'll a pancake?
Anyway, you need to book that. All you guys should go.
We should.
Yeah. Now, you know, I mentioned this earlier about the TV show, the Scuba Nation guys. We were in Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas last month, and they have this show that is syndicated on, I think it's Fox Sports throughout Florida. Check them out, scubanation.com, or just Google Scuba Nation. But I think it's May 4th. The show that we filmed at Deepwater Key is going to air on their TV show. I have not seen it, and because we can't see it until it airs, and then we'll be able to see it. But you can check it out if you pick them up there on Fox Sports, or maybe it'll show up online thereafter. However, you know, I was with the dive god Neil Watson, and our mermaid for that event was Everline, our model actress friend down in Miami, and she is on Scuba Radio right now. Everline, how are you? Long time no chat.
Hey. Hi, Jill.
Now, Everline, she grew up in Cuba, and then she moved to the U.S., or I don't know, didn't really move, kind of jumped out of an airplane and became a resident or something like that. This is a long story. Go back and listen to that Deepwater Key broadcast and bring you up to speed. But it's quite a story at that. But I don't want to dwell on the past with you today, Everline. I don't want to talk about the future, because I know you are a dive student still in training. Have you been diving since we were in the Bahamas, or no? What have you been up to?
You know, I've missed you guys, and I miss diving. I came back, and I got so busy with work, you know, the usual. And really, I just been training freediving. When I'm not working, I just been really spending time with my coach and doing a lot of training at the pool.
Got it.
But,
okay.
I can't wait to go diving. I was supposed to go diving with the Scuba Nation 2 weekends ago. And, you know, every week they had reached out to me, but I've been so busy with work, with the modeling and the performing and dancing. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been wanting to. You haven't been doing any scuba, but you have been doing free diving, which is you've been doing more training on that. So what's your, what's the limit? What is the deepest you've been free diving? Since we spoke,
well, you know, a baby free diver. You know, the deepest I have gone has been 50 meters, and I'm training.
50 meters is 150 feet.
Wait, 50 or 15 meters? How many meters?
50. 50. 50.
So she's downplaying free diving 150 feet.
That's impressive, Everline. Wow, and you call yourself a baby free diver and you're doing 150 feet? Wow.
Yeah, you know, I move forward fast. I love the water.
Yeah. Well, I
So when are we conducting? When is our next adventure with Cuba Radio? I'm inviting myself.
Well, I don't know. We haven't decided yet. I mean, I might be coming down to the Miami area for this Tech Dive USA thing. That's the May 17th. And then I'm talking about doing some stuff, throughout Florida and the Bahamas. But, you know, between now, you know, May and June, I haven't locked down some dates because I'm working on this new network stuff we've been doing that starts next week. So I'm still working out some dates on some things myself, but I'll keep you in the loop. You're still down there in South Florida. That's where you're hanging right now, right?
Yes, yes, yeah. I'm right here in Miami Beach.
Okay, all right. Well, you will definitely be in the know when we do plan this thing, and we'll get you back in the water. I mean, you're answering not only to you're getting a little you're getting that scuba diving itch and mermaid itch, I guess, too. Which they make an ointment for that, by the way. But we'll get you taken care of. All right, Everline? Fair?
Okay. Well, promise is a promise. I'm waiting.
Yes. Okay. No doubt. What's on your list? Where do you want to dive? If you had your druthers, do you have some places on your list of places to go? Do you want to free dive or do some scuba or what?
Yeah, I would love to go to Hawaii.
Hawaii, huh? Now, why? What is it? Well, that's kind of like on everybody's list, I guess. Is it just the generic reasoning in that regard, or is there something specific in Hawaii that's drawn you to those islands?
Well, I don't know. I had a dream. I had a dream the other day that I was diving in Hawaii. Maybe that's why. Who knows?
All right, it was a premonition. It wasn't a dream. That was, she's seeing into the future. Yeah, so have you not been to Hawaii before and all your model and dancing travels around the world? You haven't been to those islands before yet or what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I went to Honolulu. I spent there a week. But yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't dive. I was busy working and but I spent a good time in Hawaii, but, never dived there before.
I gotcha.
I was just invited to Cozumel. Yeah, to Cozumel, Mexico, to go diving as well. But, just work is in the middle of everything.
Yeah, this whole actress stuff she does. She travels the world. She's on TV shows, and it's hard to work it into your schedule sometimes. But we'll have to make that happen. Hawaii, I'm going out to the scuba show in Long Beach the first week of June. And one of the things I'm trying to figure out right now actually is whether or not we're going to jump over to Catalina Island and do a little dive over there, or it's very easy to get from L.A. over to Hawaii and do some diving off of the coast of Kona. Have you ever been on the island of Kona or just Honolulu?
No, just Honolulu.
Just Honolulu.
Yeah.
All right, well, Kona's pretty happening. I did some great diving out there. All right, let me see what I can do, and we'll see if we can make that happen. Everline Borges, by the way, Google her. You'll thank me later. Impressive mermaid in our a pod of mermaids. I'll have to take her diving. Yes, Bill?
Everline, Everlayn. No one would ever have guessed that in 1,000 years.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
So we're talking at the commercial break there. Everline was just on Scuba Radio. She's an actress. Instead of Ed Asner, we get Everline, have her be our star, and we do what TV show, CJ?
The Love Boat.
Make it a parody of The Love Boat.
And have it be The Dive Boat.
The Dive Boat, of course. Why not?
The Dive Boat soon will be making another run.
All right, so Bill, the producer, would play the role of Julie, the cruise director.
I'll be Isaac.
Or Julie, the dive man.
I'm the bartender.
And that makes me Gopher.
Actually, I'll play Roz. Roz, your cruise director.
No, you'd be Stubing.
Well, you'd have to have an accent, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you have to pull from...
You know, that's probably correct. I would absolutely
actually don't
so
do
think
that.
About this
have
now.
To have
and
an accent.
You have an excuse every week to have beautiful women in bathing suits and mermaid tails and wetsuits
and husbands.
But that's what we do now with the radio show,
right? But this will
all this extra work for that, really.
And don't forget the fame,
the fame,
and the glory,
and the fortune. We can be a thousandaire.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Easy. All right, get on Kickstarter. Start the program there, right, Bubble Boy. It's going to be the Dive Boat sitcom. Please fund us. Back us.
We should totally do this
buck.
For real.
What would if we started our own Kickstarter campaign to do this, what would it hurt? You know? How much do we got to raise?
You could probably shoot the whole thing with a GoPro.
Oh, exactly.
Just $150,000.
We don't need $150,000. Maybe we need $150.
And you already know how to edit video.
I do. I could do that.
Use natural sunlight, so there's not a lot of lighting issues.
Yeah, true.
No, don't use natural sunlight on Greg. That doesn't work well.
Oh, right.
Well, that's true, too. But I don't know. They might have something.
I was totally kidding, but now I think we should be serious.
Now I'm thinking, what the hell? I mean, this is only taking up a couple hours every Saturday. We got a few other hours during the week we could fill trying to produce a major, sitcom.
How about a talking turtle?
A talking turtle?
Yeah.
We need to throw a talking turtle into the mix?
Yeah. His head's always poking out.
Let's diving, man. Whoa.
Get all Sid and Marty Croft,
H.R. Puffin
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, that weird stuff. We have puppets. We have a mermaid puppet.
Are we in Colorado or something?
Is that your eel in the reef?
Is it 420 or something today?
Mermaid puppet. We have live.
It's always 420 somewhere.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba, scuba, scooby-dooby-dooba. Here we go, scuba. Come on.
Okay, I want to say when I am in the States, I listen to Scuba Radio. The first radio devoted to diving.
Everline just texted me, guys, and she says she's in. So you guys want to do this TV show? We got our star! Yay! Man, who's going to play the stoned turtle or talking stone talking turtle?
If somebody's going to be stoned, it should be a stone crab.
Well, good point. Yeah, this
the turtle.
This idea is going nowhere.
The groper.
The grouper. Jive turtle.
What you talking about, Greg? Come on, man.
Don't listen to that jive turtle.
His head's always poking out when it shouldn't be.
Oh, brother.
Oh.
Well, anything we can do to promote diving, that's what it's all about. And, you know, whether it's TV, radio, pictures,
the people
video,
were driving away in masses right now.
Well, you know, maybe that's the
nonsense.
He's like, look, if you don't start diving, this is what we're going to resort to.
Yeah.
Maybe you could use that angle.
When
know,
we're underwater, we can't be creating television masterpieces.
Yes, we can. Don't forget the eel, Greg. The flamboyant eel.
Ooh, do I? Did someone say salty?
What is wrong with you guys? Really?
Stop it.
Anyway, we're going to check in with our friends from Grenada on the Spice Island, Peter and Galinda. I haven't talked to them in a while. We're going to get a little update from them. Also, the Dive God is down in South Florida, I believe, at the Seafood Fest. We're going to get another report from that event if the phone works. We'll see how that comes together and whether or not Neil's already started click clock. You know, that could be a determining factor of whether or not we get him on the phone today, too. Another thing, you know, when it comes to promoting diving, the DEMA organization, Diving Equipment Marketing Association, that's what they are commissioned to do for the dive industry. And I got a press release this week from them. They do these sessions at some of the dive shows, like we were just up at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, and they get the dive, you know, folks together outside of the show or right before the show and have a little meeting like, hey, what do you think we should do as far as to, you know, do more outreach for the dive industry, you know, like TV shows. You know, our ideas seem to be overlooked mostly, which is, there's good reason for that, is proof being what we just discussed. However, at the DEMA show, you know, we did a little contest for one of the prizes at the DEMA show, and you guys were there. Remember this when we did the twerk off?
Yeah.
And we had some people in the audience twerk for prizes. And we had our fun, and we got some people there in the audience, and they did their best twerking or Miley Cyrus thing and won a nice trip, actually, with Explorer Ventures for, you know, letting us abuse them accordingly like that. However, DEMA picked up on a press release this week, and in the headline reads, celebrity endorsements, consumer research, dive twerking, and other ideas emerge. At the vision session.
Cool.
At the and I'm looking like dive twerking. I don't see anything, you know, and it's like they just use that in the headline. I don't know if anyone actually brought up dive twerking or if maybe we influenced them in our events at the DEMA show. They saw how successful it was when we'd already did a little our little twerk off.
Jiggling buttocks.
That is just good marketing is what that is. And evidently they agree. But I don't know, that could be a thing. If you dive twerking, maybe that's what everybody should start doing underwater for their videos. You know, that would add another element. You know, everyone's always kind of doing that little dance.
Hey,
like,
how about,
you know,
twerking during your safety stop?
Why not?
What else
you're
you
just sitting
do?
There.
What
you're
else
just
you gonna do?
Floating in inner space. Why not twerk it?
Work the glutes.
Why not?
Oh, my
you know?
God. You need help.
No, I'm just saying, you know, it would spice up the videos, and in some ways it could be a little bit more disturbing than others, depending on who's doing the
sometimes
twerking.
Sometimes you're hanging off a rope, sometimes you're not.
I would think you were running out of air or something. Oh, my gosh, what's wrong with him? He's twerking.
Dive twerking. It could be the new thing, or the new thing to avoid. But anyway, while Bill...
stop could, that, Bill.
You know, he twerks behind the window.
I wish I
glass.
Couldn't see that.
I really do. I can't get that.
I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Let's just talk to Peter from Maquinach, Grenada, and connect to the Spice Island. Let's see if that'll distract us enough from what we just witnessed. Peter, how are you, buddy? Welcome.
Hey, man. Applause, applause, applause. I'm fine. How are you doing, Greg?
Yes. Yeah, well, I'm better now. I'm distracted from what we just witnessed. You know, there's a reason why we do scuba radio. Because some of the things
we can't see what's really going on.
Yeah, trust me, you didn't want to see that what was just going on. But you know, I know you're an underwater videographer. You'd like to take your camera down on all those dives on the Bianca Sea and film the sea life, and exactly. You film the other rebreather divers that you're taking down there sometimes when you're doing that. And I mean, people, you film them, and then they start to act like they're dancing, and you put it to music on your video and that kind of thing. Have you ever asked them to twerk? You think dive twerking, could this be a new thing that we should do or avoid? What do you think, Peter? What are your thoughts?
And then run it by Petty, you know? It's going to be another specialty.
Yes, that's right. Dive twerking could be a Petty specialty course. There definitely should be some training involved, because it isn't something you would want to do without proper training, because you could throw something out of whack
and you should
slip a disc.
First. You should definitely stretch. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think you pulled something, Bill.
Yeah.
I'm pulling something now.
Hey. Really? Peter, how are things on the Spice Island, or I should say right off the coast of the Spice Island there today in Grenada? What do you got going
on? Yeah, it's also we had two great dives this morning. We did some our Saturday lionfish eradication, so we had another big cooler full of lionfish. So lionfish up for dinner tonight.
Nice. Now,
we caught actually a new record fish today, you know, with 16 and a half inches.
Wow, that is a big-ass lionfish, 16 and a half inches.
Yes,
wow.
It is indeed.
Yeah, now, are you doing this with some fellow diving friends at Aquanauts Grenada, or just yourself, or what? What's going on exactly? What do you do?
Yeah, I'm going, and we have some regulars that live here on the island, so they help us in keeping the reefs clean, so, and we do a lot of technical stuff now on the weekends, so...
So you do what you got to do to get rid of these lionfish that are invading the reef. So you caught a really big one today. How many did you get on one dive, you figure? What was the count of lionfish?
Well, we did two dives, and we had, I don't know, we didn't count them. I actually said, you know, we really should count them, not only measure the longest ones. You know?
Yeah, but you say like over
just,
10,
just,
20?
Just a regular beer cooler full of, you know, lionfish.
Yeah, okay, all right, well, just enough then, but have a nice feast. Those are tasty fish, for sure.
Yeah, definitely dinner for everybody is safe tonight.
Yeah, well, there you go. And you just spearing them with a pole spear, or how are you catching them? Are you using one?
Yeah, we have the Hawaiian sling pole spear and the zookeeper container, so you collect them safely, and, you know, so far, good.
You call it a zookeeper. Is that like the PVC pipe?
Yeah, we got the zookeeper, yeah. It works great.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, cool. So were you out on the... were you just diving some specific reefs, or did you go out to the Bianca Sea today? What sites did you dive?
We're going tomorrow to the Bianca Sea. You know, we've been doing some deeper reefs, you know, that are not so frequently dived at.
Yeah.
So that's where basically you find a lot more lionfish, and, you know, we got to get them where they are.
Got it. What are the conditions like down there in Grenada? Is it pretty nice conditions, or is the wind still a big issue at this time of year? Or
no, wind's not that strong. Wind is like in, you know, upper teens, so it's like 18 knots of wind, and, you know, the weather is clear, the sun is shining. I mean, it's dry season, so there's no rain at all. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, and water temp is what down there in Grenada about right now?
Water temp is like up to 84, so it's nice and warm. Winter's over, man.
Winter is over, and oh, man, that's 84 degrees. That's bathwater.
Yeah, it dropped down all the way to 80.
Yeah, it did. It's 88. That's Neil Watson diving right there, as well as Peter and Garlinda diving and myself diving. I love it. So you're doing some Bianca Sea diving. You got some divers there on site with you today, or what? Who do you got at the resort?
Oh, we got we have a couple of our regulars from the university coming for the weekend because they have exams coming up, so they want to take a little break before they head into it. And then we have quite a couple of folks from the UK, a couple of folks from the US. Got a guy diving sideman from Brazil, so we are a real international place.
Very nice. AquanautsGrenada.com. Go there. By the way, the Spice Island, Grenada, came in on my top 10 list. Did you see that there? Was that a surprise to you, Peter, or did you see that?
Yes, I've heard that. You know, I was only surprised it wasn't number one.
Yes, well, of course. Yeah, you know, it was right up there, though. I mean, you know, Grenada is one of those places that people don't necessarily think about right away, but it's definitely top 10.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We got to
get down, get down.
Got to
get down.
It is warm enough to get down. Bill, quit twerking. Oh, my God. Man.
Get down, man. Get down.
You're going to pull something.
Yeah, put away the beef
jerky. And I don't mean the thing that you're pulling. I mean, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, look, there's a couple little tidbits we want to get out there to everyone before we wrap up today's radio broadcast extravaganza. Two-hour radio spectacular. You know, take your pick. There's an email I got. Actually, it was from a friend of the Bubble Boy and CJ and Bill. Billy, one of our old radio friends, forwarded this to me because some, you know, in the radio world, believe it or not, people actually do contact me as some kind of quote-unquote diving or underwater expert, which is kind of mind-boggling at times to me. But.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought they were contacting you because they thought you might have a job available. Because that's what you hear from radio people.
Oh, hey, well, know, there's that,
you,
too.
You know anybody who's hiring?
Yeah. But no, I am a go-to guy when it comes to weird things. Whenever there's something about the ocean, sharks, whatever, I get these emails. And I it's fine. But I'm like, how the hell would I know? And this is a perfect example of that.
It almost doesn't even matter what the question is.
Yeah. Well, they just figured, like, hey, Greg, you probably have some insight on this. And basically, the headline is, has Apple Maps found the Loch Ness Monster? And there's a picture.
Yeah, well, I'll give you some insight.
Okay.
No.
How do you know?
Because they made up
the idea. Did they forward this email to you or me?
They made all right, you know what? I do stand
corrected. Okay, thank you. So there's a picture that kind of looks like some kind of large fish in the water, and supposedly this was taken from Apple Maps. Now, this does look like one of these urban legend type of Snopes things, and I had Bubble Boy check it. He didn't see it pop up on Snopes.
Not on Snopes.
And
wait a minute, recalculating.
But
I saw this story debunked almost immediately.
Yeah, well, that I would think
like
it would be.
Like side by side of two different images, one of them with a boat in it, one of them without a boat in it. And so, it's the same picture.
All right, so they're saying this picture that looks kind of like a shark with the boat cropped out is actually the wake of a boat?
Yes.
That's what they're trying to say?
Yeah.
But when I look at this, where would the boat be? Right at his nose?
I don't know if you're familiar with how boat wakes work, but really, right where the wake starts.
So you're saying the boat has been photoshopped out of this?
Yes, and yes, I've seen a picture with the boat and without
Nobody's
the boat.
That good.
No one's that good at Photoshop?
No.
No, I could do this in a heartbeat. It actually gave me a great idea.
And how many creatures do you know that create a wake in front of them?
What?
This creature pictured is behind the start of the wake.
What are you talking about? What is he talking about? He's not looking at the same picture as I am.
Maybe there's no wake at
all. You
sure
you're
Maybe
looking at the Loch Ness Monster?
He was twerking too hard.
There is no Loch Ness Monster. I am a little lightheaded.
Yeah. I don't know. This picture, like me, looks like kind of like a whale shark.
What if an airplane dropped its blue eyes?
What's that? What if an airplane what?
What if an airplane dropped its blue eyes and then someone took a picture the exact second it hit the surface? Those are the splashes of an airport or airline bathroom.
That's kind of a stretch. I mean, it makes more sense that
then
this is Loch Ness Monster.
Then it's either a submarine or a whale shark.
Or a space peanut.
Or the Loch Ness Monster. Maybe they have finally found the Loch Ness.
Or a pod of rays.
A pod of it does look like it has spots on it, which is that doesn't really play into the whole wake thing.
It's though. Ed Asner.
I mean, are you looking at this same picture? Have you seen this? I'm showing him right now.
Hey,
is that the same picture?
Just like the picture I saw with another picture right next to it.
Where is this? Where is this picture you saw?
I believe I saw.
So
it on
Loch Ness
Yahoo.
Monster.
You know what I think?
Debunked.
I think somebody photoshopped the boat into the picture.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Secret government conspiracy.
Exactly.
They don't want us to know.
Yeah, yeah, the men in black. That's what it is.
Because then someone will try to catch it, and then the Asians will eat it.
Not so ancient aliens.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It could happen. They could find the Loch Ness Monster. You never know this way. This could be one of
giant squid.
Are you aware the Loch Ness Monster was made up in the 1920s to draw tourism to Loch Ness?
Of course I am, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist, Mr. I think I know everything. Now, this is why I am puzzled that people email me these kind of things.
You know,
have I made my point clear?
You know, I didn't. Before I met Greg, I thought mermaids weren't real.
That's true. Now
we know
they
otherwise.
Are. Yeah. They're real. Real drunk.
So if mermaids can exist, same thing with the Loch Ness Monster.
True. True. However, that wouldn't keep me from diving Loch Ness to see if I could find that booger.
Oh, do you know what would keep you from diving Loch Ness?
The temperature.
The weather.
It's
the temperature.
In Scotland, and it might be 5 degrees in the water.
You think?
Maybe.
Celsius.
Well, that doesn't
of course
sound,
they use Celsius.
That doesn't sound very appealing.
No. No. No, it does not.
Yeah, what about if you like haggis?
You just have to go.
That's what that is. Somebody threw up haggis into the water.
You have to just go during the summer months. That's all. Or dry suit it. See? And then it wouldn't be so bad.
Or good.
Or good, maybe. All right. Well, anyway. Oh, I just found the...
You just saw the picture with the two of them right next to each other?
What? Are you kidding me? This debunks it? Look at that. Nah. I don't like it.
No. That looks like somebody photoshopped it.
It does. It looks like somebody put a boat on top of the whale shark. Or a boat was just on top of the Loch Ness, and he was coming up to, you know, take it and eat it and that kind of thing. Hey, I'll let you make up your own mind. I'm not here for you. I'm here for me. And on that note, we'll leave it.
Sharknado.
Yeah, okay. It'd be bad. It would be a good movie, wouldn't it? All right, till next week. Remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good evening, everybody. Loch Ness.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.